Good morning. Welcome to Campbelltown Free Church Psalm of the Week. It's a lovely sunny morning here in Campbelltown, and that reflects the mood of the psalm we're going to look at this week. It's Psalm 84. You see, after seven psalms that outline the enemies God's people face, a chink of light, a chink of sunshine pierces the gloom in the shape of Psalm 84. Up to now in book 3 of the book of Psalms, the mood has been dominated by the frown of God's judgment. But the triple appearance of the word blessed indicates that with Psalm 84, the mood has changed. The focus is now on the smile, the sunshine of God's blessing. Their enemies haven't gone away, yet in the midst of all their difficulties, God's people can still experience God's blessing. Let's read the psalm together. Psalm 84. For the director of music, according to Gittith, a psalm of the sons of Korah. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, O Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, they are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs, the autumn rains cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob. Look upon your shield, O God. Look with favour on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favour and honour. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. The psalmist is telling us that we experience God's blessing in the worship of God with God's people. With all his being, the psalmist longs to be in God's house. That's what he's saying in verse 1. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. I can't think of anywhere I would rather be, is what he's telling us as he thinks of worshipping God with God's people in God's house. The psalm's insistence that God's blessing is primarily experienced as God's people meet to worship him sounds strange to us. But that's because our thinking is controlled more by the individualism of Western culture, me, myself, than with the Bible's teaching. The Bible is saying if we want to experience God's blessing, especially in times of difficulty, it's essential that we do not spiritually self-isolate, but that we meet with God's people to worship him. The psalmist's longing is not for a physical building. He wants to be in God's house because of who lives there. God's house is desired only for the occupant's sake. It's the dwelling place of the living God. God's blessing is not found in a particular location, but only in God himself. This is why he prays for God's anointed, his Messiah, in verses 8 and 9. God has blessed Jesus, God's ultimate Messiah, and it is in him that we experience blessing. Ephesians 1 verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. There are no blessings apart from Jesus, which is why it is vital to meet as the body of Christ, because it is in union with Jesus that together we experience God's blessing. And God's blessing is sensational. Look at the end of verse 11. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. What is it that we need? Is it forgiveness because it's not been a good week? Help because we're facing challenges that are stretching us to breaking point? Guidance because we've a decision to make? Is it hope because we're encountering uncertainty? Is it peace of heart because we're anxious? Is it assurance to combat doubts that plague our minds? We find all these needs met as we gather to praise God, to pray to Him, to enjoy fellowship with Him in the sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper, which remind us of God's salvation secured by Jesus' death, and to listen to God's word, the Bible. Because the God we worship withholds no good thing from those whose walk is blameless. But you say, I'm not special. Look at verse 3. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, O Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Who experiences God's blessing in God's house? Is it the eagle, the king of the birds, the kingfisher, one of the most beautiful birds? Or is it the owl, supposedly the wisest bird? No, it's the sparrow and the swallow, ordinary, bog-standard, common birds. God's blessing is given to those who recognize their need and humbly come to Him to have their needs met. Those who trust in the God who gives, who protects, and who redeems. Psalm 84, the end of verse, or the start of verse 11 and verse 12. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord God bestows grace and glory. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Our Christian life is referred to in verse 5 as a journey of pilgrimage in which we travel from strength to strength, verse 7. It's not a matter of picking up more and more and more experiences, but it's a matter of experiencing God in a deeper and deeper way. Quality, not quantity. But sometimes this journey of pilgrimage takes us into challenging times. God takes us through arid, lifeless places like the Valley of Baca talked about in verse 6. Yet even there, sustenance comes when the pilgrim road is tough. God blesses us with all that we need in those situations, not simply to survive them, but to actually thrive in them, making the Valley of Baca a place of springs. On this journey of pilgrimage, God may withhold some things from us, but He will withhold nothing that is for our good until He welcomes us into His eternal house in heaven. Let's pray. Most merciful God, You blessed us in Jesus with every spiritual blessing. We thank You for all that You delight to give us because You love us. We bless You especially for the safety and security we know because through His death, Jesus has saved us, and by His Spirit's power, He protects us and keeps us until that day when You will welcome us into Your eternal house in heaven. Most merciful God, who withholds no good thing from those who trust in You, help us as we journey through this life. May we travel from strength to strength, knowing You more and more. May Your forgiveness, guidance, hope, comfort, assurance and help be our daily and ever-deepening experience. We pray that when You take us into places of difficulty, trial, testing and opposition, that You would graciously turn the Valley of Baca into a place of springs, so that we will not simply survive these dry and challenging seasons in our pilgrimage, but actually thrive in them. Bless us with a sense of Your presence in those times that we go through from time to time in our lives. We pray especially for those who are going through those times at this time in their lives. Most merciful God, hear our prayer for the sake of Jesus, your anointed one, the ultimate Messiah. Amen. Again, thank you very much for watching and listening to Psalm of the Week. May God bless you in your pilgrimage. May you go from strength to strength as you journey toward the eternal home of Jesus, our God and Saviour and King.